This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Fall was because of two big fat white women. Really a shocking revelation from Brian Williams.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Duke Cruz got me drunk, got me two fat white women, and I woke up, I was a VFL.
He woke up like a piece of turkey just right there between two pieces of white bread. Thick pieces of white bread. Texas toast. Just sandwiched right there in the middle.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I bet they made him breakfast the next morning, too. That's the good thing about those big girls. You wake up beside them, next day they'll take care of you. They don't just leave or ask you to leave. Next morning you're going to get fed.
Going to brunch with them is not about the Instagram pictures. It is not about the mimosas.
It's about the satisfaction of brunch.
It's not about the Instagram captions. They want the biscuits and gravy too. Matter of fact, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go to Cracker Barrel. Give me an Uncle Herschel's.
It's funny you mentioned Uncle Herschel's because that's what I usually get.
I know, Cody.
On 1340 WKGN.
Brian Williams. Thank God for Brian Williams just being honest with us.
In a world full of faking, he just wanted the big women and bacon.
Arms.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Happy first day of fall, guys. How about that? First day of fall officially today, September 22nd. It is official. Leaves going to start changing. What are you guys' favorite season?
Fall.
Fall. It's fall it. Hayden, you a fall guy?
Winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Just cold, nasty weather.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Cam?
I'm a summer guy.
Summer guy? Too hot in the summer. Fall would be my choice. Spring's nice, too. Spring leading into the summer, kind of nice. But, yeah, happy fall day to everybody out there. This is some news to some music to my ears here, John. Some big news for me.
Was it Drake?
No. Been bumping Drake, though. Man, what an album. Certified Lover Boy, CLB for short, John, if you didn't know. But, man, what a great album that's been so far. Been really listen to it. It's kind of one of those albums kind of grow on you, Cam. Like a vine, you know.
So
you,
it sucked at first?
No, I wouldn't say necessarily sucked at first, but the more you listen to it, the more you start to kind of like it, you know? You telling me you guys don't experience that with albums?
That's how every album is.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think there's ever been an album like, oh, this is great the first time through, and then like, actually, don't
well,
like it at all.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. There's been albums you play at first, you're like, okay, you know it's going to be a banger. Mm. You know. One of my favorite—I wouldn't say favorite. One of my really—I love this movie. Loved. I didn't watch the—I think there was a third one that I did not watch, but I watched the first two. You a Pitch Perfect fan, John?
The first two I loved.
The third one, good, aren't they?
And it was one of the worst movies
it was
I ever
terrible.
Saw.
Terrible.
Still had the same cast, or
and
just—it
was terrible.
Really,
it was. It might be the worst movie I sat through, start to finish, in a theater.
Really, that bad?
But I will say it was.
What was the premise like? What, you know?
It was awful, man. It
I know
awful.
One
like. What's her name? Rebel Wilson, whatever her character's name is in that movie.
Fat Amy.
I guess it is Fat Amy. I was going to say the fat girl, but yeah, her name is just Fat Amy. So it's like Fat Amy's dad comes back, and he's like rich, and like...
Yeah, it is weird. I'm trying to look it up right now.
Trying to reconnect with her, and like there's some plot, like he's a bad guy. I don't know. It was terrible. It was like a spy. It was almost like a spy movie.
Yeah, they're like... So like everybody's graduated or whatever, and like they're all like separated. And they like come
they
back to reunite for an overseas USO tour.
It was bad. It was so bad. it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in theaters. But again, it was during the movie pass days. Whenever
I saw that in theaters, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it was like again, you could buy the movie pass for $10 and see unlimited movies. You could see a movie a day for just $10 a month. Then
well, I can't believe it was that bad, though.
I think it was New Year's Day. Went up and got a New Year's breakfast at Tupelo Honey and then walked across the street and saw Pitch Perfect 3 and got my year off to a really bad start.
What year was this? 20? Was this 2019?
2017.
Okay. Oh, 17? Really?
It was December 2017.
It's that old?
It was one of the first few dates me and Rachel went on, actually.
Wow.
Like cute. A couple months after we started dating.
Nice, congrats.
That's kind of weird.
When did the first one come out? 2012? The first one's 2012, 9 years old? What? That's crazy.
I've never seen it.
It does not seem like that's... You've never seen Pitch Perfect?
The first one's pretty good.
The first one's really good. Yeah. I love the plot, the music. Yeah. I love the pool scene when they're all
like
going
musical,
back and forth.
Right?
No. I would not say...
It's a singing, but it's not a musical.
No, it's not anything like a musical in my
opinion. Yeah, I don't like any... I don't like musicals, but I kind of like...
Same, I don't like musicals either. You know what I'm talking about?
Right down your lane.
I don't
too.
Like. I think she's very overrated. I'm not in there.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I like her in. You seen 50-50? Just from Gordon Levitt has cancer.
I don't remember her in it.
Yeah, she's the.
I mean, I don't remember much.
Kind of
movie.
Therapist guy, you know, girl that kind of talks to him. I don't know. Either way, Pitch Perfect, which I like. I said I love is having a series coming about it for on Peacock. Apparently, Adam Devine is in.
That makes sense. He's not really doing anything. Feels like his star's kind of burned out.
Does kind of feel like that. He's funny, though. Kind of like the guy. In a lot of different shows, stuff like that. But, yeah, he's going to reprise his role from the film franchise as well. So, Hayden, excited? Not excited? Big deal, little deal, no deal? Pitch Perfect coming back? I wonder how they're going to do it. Back to college, probably, or back to school, maybe? Would that be
I'd
the...
high schoolers.
High school, yeah.
Just going to... A guy's version, or
there was a guy. There was the Here Comes Treble.
Yeah, I know
or was
that.
Was that on The Office? What was their name in the?
That's Here Comes Treble. The Treble Makers.
Okay,
I think is.
That's it.
Yeah,
is that true?
What was the girl? What was the team
they
name for
like
the girl?
The Barton Bells.
Yeah,
or something like that. Bella's.
Love that scene in the pool when they're going back and forth.
So
that's
what's
crazy.
Going on
really
with
cool.
this thing? Say it again.
They're
making a TV series for
TV
series.
Peacock. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Maybe with him, it'll be at least, like, PG-13. Like, I don't know. It'd be funnier if they just go, like, kind of, like, I mean, PG-13 was fine in the movies. Like, I don't want it to be, like, a high school, like, knockoff Glee. I guess they won't do that. They'll keep it funny.
It's exciting, though. Be ready for that. Don't really have a date or anything, so just kind of in the works, I would say. So probably be a while before it comes out. But still, pretty cool. Also pretty cool, J. Cole in the gym. Cooking it up. Do you guys see him practicing with the Orlando Magic, which kind of makes no sense to me. Why is he practicing with the Orlando Magic?
Just getting some run, man. Guess they're trying to keep training. Admiral Schofield, by the way, got a training camp contract with the Magic.
And Lamonte Turner signed with some European team, correct? Did you guys see that?
Nope.
Did not see that? I don't know the team because it's in a different language. I don't know. I have zero idea. Hold on. Let me look up his name. I have the Twitter post, but like I said.
Try to read it for
okay.
us.
Okay. It's not going to say anything. Let's see. Let's see if I can figure this out. Aseco, Arca, Genia, basketball team.
What are you talking about?
What flag is that? What country is that? You see it right there? What country is that?
Serbia?
It's red.
Is that Serbia or Croatia?
Red on the top, blue in the middle, white at the bottom, and it's got like a little maybe crown.
Is that Serbia?
Is that Serbia? Look up Serbia's flag. Either way, Lamonte Turner is just signed.
Oh, man, if I nailed it, I'm going to be impressed.
Yeah, that is it.
Hey,
look at you. Look at you.
Hey, Turner.
So, Lamonte Turner is playing in Serbia.
There he goes. That was the trivia tiebreaker. I got it.
Huh?
That was it.
Cam said your appeal has been denied because I got the flag of Serbia.
Cam, I can't believe you cheated me again.
You didn't answer any trivia today. Sorry, John beat you to it.
Really does make me sick. More NFL injuries to talk about. Bradley Chubb.
Shout out to Nikola Jokic. I think that's why I knew that flag.
Oh, yeah. Most likely, huh? Pretty cool, though, for Lamonte, wouldn't you say?
He got a contract to go play in Serbia? Is that
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing out there.
Oof. I mean, I don't know what they're... professional leagues are like. But good for him to get some money.
I mean Jokic was out there hooping. So.
I don't know if he was. I mean,
did
I guess
he not play? He played in Serbia for at least a little bit, right?
I guess he had to, like, growing up. I mean, I feel like he's not that old, right? I mean, he's only 26. He's been in America since.
God, he looks like he could be a 40-year-old man.
And he was, drafted, like, in, 13 or 14? I mean, he's been around for a while.
Been around for a little bit. Injuries to get to. So Bradley Chubb, man, this guy cannot catch a break, can he? Another injury for him. He'll be out, 6 to 8 weeks is what they're saying.
So he got his bone spurs removed from one ankle in the offseason, and now he's having to do on the other ankle now.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
What are bone spurs? It's like a little chip.
I think that's what it.
I imagine that would hurt if you're a pass rusher.
Probably. Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks, likely headed to IR. So tough break. Guy that's, didn't he tear his ACL, 2 years ago? It wasn't last year, but the year before. He was out pretty much a whole season from kind of the get-go. So fall from grace as well for De'Eriq King. He is going to be doubtful for week 4 because of an injury. Man.
Well, they're playing a loser team, so
I know, but team just down bad, man. Yeah, all the hype with De'Eriq King has went out the window.
Manny Diaz is terrible, man.
Mm. Yeah.
How long has he been there?
I mean, it depends. If you're thinking of just him as the head coach, that was 2018, 2019? At least his year 3, but he was there with Mark Richt, too, so it wasn't like they had to bring in a new system. He has been there for, 6 years? He was on those turnover chain teams, and he's the defensive coordinator for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like they had to bring in a new regime, so he should get judged differently. Honestly, they probably should have fired him year 1 when he lost to Florida International. This is his third full season. When they lost to Florida International in year 1, they probably should have went ahead and fired him then.
What'd they finish that year?
6-7. They lost the bowl game.
Yeah.
They got beat down by Louisiana Tech? Somebody beat them down in a bowl game. Small school beat them in an Independence Bowl. Went 8-3 last year, so we're a little bit better.
That's why they had the hype going in this year.
And yeah. They're terrible.
And then they've been – it's the curse of playing Alabama around your first game.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, it's that simple.
Florida State's told you guys.
Who's next year? What, they play Texas, right? Don't they play Texas next year?
Yeah, they do play Texas next year.
Is it season opener?
I don't know if it's a season opener. Yeah, it might be week 2 or something. Huh. Well, I did see some of the bigger games.
But it's a home-and-home game.
Yeah.
Why Texas?
I believe Georgia plays Oregon as well. Georgia and Oregon. Georgia always be scheduling tough teams, man. I give them credit.
I think it's in Mercedes-Benz down there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I'm going to go down to that.
That would be cool. So also kind of staying in the NFL a little bit, the modern era nominees for the class of 2022 Pro Football Hall of Fame have been unveiled. Some of the notable names that we might know, first-year eligible players. What'd I say?
Nothing.
What are you guys laughing at?
Say it on air.
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, I was not going to call you out on it. I was just going to let it go.
Well, what'd I say?
Unveiled.
What'd I say? Unveiled?
Yeah. I was just going to let it slide. I wasn't going to say nothing.
But you just did. So.
Well, I know you.
Well, wait a minute.
You specifically said, what are you laughing at? And then I said, what do you want me to say? And you had that
I'm
look
tired
like, yeah.
of you guys trying to make me look stupid.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Hey, do yourself.
We're not the ones that said the word.
Well, I'm not even going to blame you for that because sometimes reading is hard. I get it. Sometimes English language is hard. I wasn't going to say anything. Hayden wasn't even going to say nothing. He wasn't going to call you out. You called yourself out.
Let's go to break.
But I want to hear the nominees that were unveiled.
You don't have to double down on it, Cam. I wasn't gonna say anything. We were just gonna let it slide. You did to yourself.
Cam, let's go to break.
Not until I hear the nominees.
Guess we'll sit here for 45 minutes.
Hayden's gotta leave soon.
Right, that's true. Break.
I'll do the nominees myself after the break.
Thank you.
Kick off this football.
All right, Cam, let's get these. What are we waiting for? College football
10
Hall of Famers?
First year eligible, Pro Football Hall of Fame eligible.
These guys are just eligible, right?
Mm-hmm. This is their first year being eligible now, and they're part of the 122 nominees that just got announced.
I don't get how this works.
You have to be a certain amount of years out of the league.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they get 122 nominees?
Because they're the ones that just haven't been voted in yet.
Yeah, and certain guys get you fall.
How
off.
Do they decipher? Is it a vote? Is it all
to
a
get
vote?
In the Hall of Fame?
Do they vote
to get in the Hall of Fame?
Or like between the nominees, 122 nominees? How do they like?
I mean, I
decipher
guess
who gets
list.
In that year and then the next year? Because Drew Pearson kept getting screwed. Remember that? And then he finally got in last year.
Yeah, like there's a certain, like I guess technically everyone who's been out for 5 years is eligible to make the Hall of Fame, although maybe there's like some disclaimer that you have to make at least one All-Pro team to be on the ballot. I don't know. Yeah. But you have to get a certain amount of votes each year to stay on the ballot, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. At least like in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's 122 nominees, which includes all the other players that have been eligible the past few
years. Right, so there's guys that haven't yet. I don't know what it is in the NFL, or I really don't even remember what it is in baseball, but I think after 20 years in baseball, that's when, maybe it was 20 years in football too, that you can go to like the commissioner's list or the, not the commissioner's list, it's some other list where like basically the people in the Hall of Fame can vote you in.
Mm.
Or the players that are your peers can vote you in. There's something, isn't that what happened with, what's his name?
Pearson?
Yeah, didn't he get to the special portion where he was just elected by the players?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Because he had been retired for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been out of the league a minute.
I'm pretty sure he got voted in by the players and not the media, or not the voters or whatever.
Who votes?
You have to have like you have to be like a writer for so long in the NFL, and then you get a vote.
Do the other Hall of Famers get the vote too?
I think they only do like in those situations.
Okay,
yeah.
Pearson, okay.
Like baseball is like the Pro Baseball Writers Hall of Famers, Pro Baseball Writers Association. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you these names. Tell me if you think they'll be in the next 3 years.
This is getting weird. These are guys that basically we saw their entire career now. Like,
yeah.
You know, Peyton got in, of course, saw his career, but you know, he played a long time and was also, still pretty young when he was there. So, I'd imagine now we're getting to the guys that just played in from 2005 and on, basically.
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, we got Anquan Boldin.
Yep.
Devin Hester.
Okay.
Andre Johnson.
Sure. Andre?
Steve Smith. Yeah. Jake Long. Nick Mangold.
Jake Long.
Wasn't he a kind of a bust?
The guy, the Dolphins guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's Howie Long's son, right?
Yeah. We got Nick Mangold.
Was he a number one pick? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Is Jake Long a number one pick? Or am I making that up?
I want to say he was top five. For some reason, I'm thinking number three to the Dolphins, but I'm... I don't know why I'm thinking that, but for some reason I'm thinking he's the third overall pick to the Dolphins.
No, he was number one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 2008.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah, we had Nick Mangold.
How long did he play? 8 years? Is that it?
DeMarcus Ware.
That's what I said. I kind of feel like he was a little bit of a buzz. Hey, my boy. My boy DeMarcus Ware.
Vince Wilfork. And Antonio Cromartie.
It's so hard to say like who's a Hall of Famer. Like, it's hard to make the Hall of Fame in the NFL. And
say
like
Hester. My guy that I think is a lock.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's the greatest special teams guy of all time, right? Greatest returner of all time. Is there anybody?
He's the greatest punt returner of all time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he also returned an opening kickoff in a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
not
sure,
many guys
we've
can say
through
that.
This before. Like, Cordell Patterson has more. Whatever. Cordell's a better kick returner of all time.
Yep.
Can you get in just by being a return specialist? Like, very many like field goal kickers and punters in there? Because I feel like it's kind of similar. And I don't know how many kickers and punters we're putting in each.
That's a good question, but
each year,
I do think they put a. I think they would they'll probably list him as a wide receiver, but I think they do probably put a lot of emphasis, obviously.
Say if you got listed as a wide receiver, he's less likely to get in because you're calling him a Hall of Fame wide receiver, and he's got probably like 80 catches his entire career.
Say he hasn't done much.
If he even has 80 catches, 80 catches might be high for him.
I think Steve Smith's got a good shot, too.
Yeah, I see Smith's going to get in. What about Andre Johnson? I don't know.
Okay, Hester, he has way more than 80 catches, but definitely not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, not receiving.
Yeah, it definitely hurts his case. Like,
I think he can get in as just a return specialist, though.
I mean, if anybody can, it's him.
Mm-hmm. Nick Mangold was really good, too, center.
DeMarcus Ware. He deserves to get in.
I don't know how to judge those. Like, is Anquan Boldin a Hall of Fame wide receiver? Anquan Boldin was tough as nails and, won a Super Bowl and, helped basically carried the Ravens to that Super Bowl. I mean, he was making every big catch that Flacco, threw. Yeah. How does he stack up comparatively to all those guys? Like, I don't know. He has He has 1,000 catches, 1,076 catches, 82 touchdowns, 14,000 yards. Like, is that enough?
Yeah.
Got selected to 2 Pro Bowls, no All Pros. Like, that doesn't feel Hall of Fame to me. It just feels like he. And Anquan Boldin never felt like a Hall of Famer while watching him. He just felt like really good.
Yeah.
So no running backs on that list, huh?
None of the first ballot people.
We are running out of Hall of Fame running backs.
Yeah, honestly.
You might be watching the last one playing right now.
Zeke?
No, Derrick Henry.
You think?
Henry's got a
better.
You're not wrong.
Henry's got a better chance than Zeke.
Well, it was a joke, yeah. But I mean, Frank Gore.
Are we watching him right now? He's done, right? I mean, he's not playing anymore, right?
Team.
Like Frank Gore.
I'm just saying he will be.
Yeah. Frank Gore will probably get him. I'm saying
active at least.
Right. I'm saying active. Like I mean, just the way that maybe football cycles back around, we have like a running back that comes in, but just don't get used enough anymore.
Yeah, they may have to like skew how you get in a running back.
Because I mean, like, just for example, like I mean, I guess Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara could be.
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I think McCaffrey would be the other guy that has the best shot.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he does everything.
Yeah. But like if you're just looking at like rushing yards, like if they're getting judged off rushing yards, like there's a certain threshold you hit.
Yeah, his all-purpose will get him there. But yeah, could be the last couple you see.
This might be the last traditional running back you're ever seeing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
he did have 6 catches on Sunday. Maybe he's a dual threat guy.
He's evolving.
Now. He catches every pass like my nephew does when I throw it to him in the backyard. Just take it into the stomach and trying to wrap it up. That's how Derrick Henry catches every pass. Just let it go all the way into your gut and wrap it in. You know how it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially my nephew 2 or 3 years ago. That's what I think of every time Derrick Henry catches one of those 5-yard jump downs.
No hands.
He had 6 catches, buddy, on 6 targets.
Doesn't mean he's got hands.
Yeah, 6 more catches than you have
the whole time.
He's developing them.
We'll see.
He's developing them. He had 19 catches all of last year.
Only 19? That's kind of crazy.
That was his career high. 19 catches. He has 9 already. Let's go.
It's kind of problematic because every time McNichols is in the game, you basically know it's going to be a pass. Like on the 4th and 2 or 3, whatever
they
ran.
That's why it's important that he starts learning how to catch the ball. Mm-hmm. That way,
I'm
whenever,
just saying. Yeah, because that's a big kind of weakness a little bit. He came in on 4th and 2. I think it was 4th. Was it not 4th and 2 on that play where Tannehill almost got sacked and threw it incomplete?
Yeah, it was 4th and 2, I feel like. Yeah. But. You definitely knew they were passing the ball. Yeah. I think they were passing with Derrick Henry in the game anyways. Like, I don't think.
I mean, yeah, but you'd like to have that threat just in case.
I'd rather have a guy to catch the ball in the backfield and make a play. But Henry did that, and so did McNichols. McNichols did on that last drive as well.
Whatever happened to the guy from App State, Evans?
He's a loser.
Is he? He sucks.
Yeah.
Isn't he injured?
He's just, I guess I shouldn't say he's a loser.
He's on, like, IR.
Yeah, I guess I should say he's not a loser, but it doesn't seem like he's going to be, like, in the future here in Tennessee. Seems like that was another wasted pick by Robinson.
What do you know? What's new?
Well, Jeffrey Simmons looked pretty good. That's really all I got. Christian Fulton as well. Christian Fulton was really good.
There you
good
go.
As well.
Tannehill looked good.
Well, he wasn't a draft pick. But I mean,
okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, I think Robinson did a great job of building the team. Like, I think he's brought a lot of talent, and he's just been better at free agency, it feels like, the drafting. Although, you know, some of the draft picks were too good and ended up leaving, like Johnny Smith. I don't know. Just hasn't had a lot of draft success.
Yeah,
we'll see what Farley looks like whenever he gets up to speed. If it's like a Jeffrey Simmons type of year one, where he is, you know, coming on slow, and by week 6 or 7 is a factor, then I'll be perfectly fine with that.
Molden getting playing time?
He got hurt.
No,
but he was getting playing time. He was a starting safety, but he got hurt. That's why we had the busted coverage against Seattle. We had like a practice squad, I believe.
Elijah Molden, the other rookie.
Yeah.
I mean, he was getting torched against the Cardinals, though.
Well, he was getting torched against the Cardinals, yeah. But, I mean, like, Kyler Murray was putting every pass on the money, and he was guarding, you know, maybe the best receiving core in the league through, you know, the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, yes, he was getting burnt. But we had even more, you know, blow-ups because we had, a rookie practice squad player who got cut yesterday, I believe. You guys care about the Hall of Fame? Now that they're, like, becoming guys that you – because, like, I knew every guy you just mentioned there, but I just, like, don't know – as you're watching, like, who is a for sure Hall of Famer? Like, it's hard with those positions.
I'd say a little more. You care a little more because I'm like, I remember that guy. Yeah. Like I'm really pulling for Hester to get in.
Sure.
I love watching Hester. But
like, Nick Mangold, I'm like, I remember Nick Mangold. He was always really good. But, like, did I ever feel like I was watching a Hall of Famer when I was watching the Jets? Like, I don't think so. And again, Anquan Boldin was tough as nails. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved watching Anquan Boldin play, but
same
I never.
With Steve Smith.
Yeah, like, I don't think. Steve Smith probably had a higher ceiling than Boldin.
Steve Smith was a Hall of Famer. I mean, he had that magical run when the Panthers went to the Super Bowl that first year with DeLome. I mean,
you talk about, though, like the eye test of, like, are you watching a Hall of Famer? For me, I honestly would say Hester is the one that passed the eye test the most when you watch him return the
football. You're watching, like, real greatness.
Yeah,
or,
you're like, this guy's different. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, was Steve Smith ever, like, one of the three best receivers in the league?
He should just get in the Hall of Fame for maybe the smack talk he had with Aqib Talib. You remember that? Ice up, son. Ice up.
He did have like one monster year with 1,560 yards and 12 touchdowns. That was all the way back in 2005. That was the only, I guess that and his.
The year they went to, no. 2005, they didn't go to the Super Bowl, right?
That would have been 04, right? Is it 04? I mean, he was there when that happened, but.
Right.
Actually, when did they go to the, was that 03, 04? So it'd been the 2003 season?
I think so. Yeah, because.
He had 1,100 yards in 11 games, or I guess in 16 games, but. His stats compared to Boldin, what did I say Boldin had? Let me pull these up side by side.
1,300 yards, I want to say.
No, 13,000.
Or
it was 14,000,
yeah.
13,779. So Steve Smith had 14,731. What did I say Boldin had touchdown-wise? 70, no, not 79. He had 82 touchdowns compared to Steve Smith's only 81 touchdowns.
Well.
1,031 catches to 1,076 catches in Boldin's favor, so – I don't know. It felt like Steve Smith was better than Boldin, but maybe Boldin was better for longer. Like, Boldin, you know, pretty much put up 1,000 yards every year. Or he put up at least 800 every year, basically. Steve Smith had a couple of injury clunkers. But I never feel like Anquan Boldin was the best receiver on his team. Was he?
With Fitz?
Yeah, I mean, like, with Fitzgerald there, and then even in Baltimore, I mean, I guess he was kind of the number one, but Torrey Smith was kind of thought of as the number one for a while. Like, I don't know. San Francisco, I can't even remember who the other receiver was. I guess he was the number one in San Francisco. Either way, let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, you got some overrated, underrated ready to go, Cam? Should remind you during the break, but it is Wednesday and 2:30, and you've been on the show for how many years now? Two, three? I
keep forgetting Hayden leaves me hanging without
Hayden
me.
Leaves you hanging? Well.
I'll just start saying words.
I mean, we don't have to do overrated or underrated if you don't want to. I don't know. I'm just going to remind the audience that if we do play overrated, underrated, or not, whatever it is, this segment we brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook and their risk-free $10 same game parlay. They're going to give you a risk-free one of those basically every week, they said this year. Thursday night is a good opportunity to try it when Carolina takes on Houston. All you got to do is bet a same game parlay with three legs or more. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, FanDuel will give you that money back up to $10. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win in the Monday night game against the Eagles and Cowboys. Sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS, and if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. I have the hiccups. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issue is a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Do you have overrated?
Yeah,
underrated?
Let's do this.
You sure?
Let's do this. Yeah.
Hey.
What a warrior.
Here we go.
Overrated. Very overrated. It's overrated. Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right, who's ready to play some overrated, underrated?
I am ready.
Perfect. Well,
you ready?
Since it is the first day of fall, what do y'all feel about pumpkin spice?
I love pumpkin spice, man. I love pumpkin spice. Like, yeah, it gets a little blown out of proportion when, you know, everybody's getting their drinks and the pumpkin spice lattes and all that stuff. But I'm not going to lie, I got a coffee from Woggles today, John. And I, you know, I was reaching for the regular creamer that I usually get, and I looked over and I saw the pumpkin spice, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go with the pumpkin spice, and it was delicious. I love pumpkin. Love pumpkin pie. Love pumpkin spice. Any coffee, lattes. I do like all that stuff. So I'm going to say it is over. It is a little blown up, though, isn't it? Still a little overhyped. It's good, though. It's good. I'm going to go underrated. I'm going to go underrated. It's not appreciated enough. I think pumpkin should be year-long. Not just even in the fall. Not even during Halloween. Let's go all the time. Let's go all pumpkin, baby. I'm ready.
Does it work that way with the way they grow?
I don't know. You think I'm a pumpkin expert?
I don't know. I just feel like most pumpkin patches are like in the fall. So like, do the pumpkins grow in the spring and summer? I don't feel like they do, but I'm not an expert either, I guess.
I'm sure you could get pumpkin if you really need to get pumpkin.
I don't think you want those pumpkins that you're artificially making. I don't know.
Artificial pumpkins.
I like the smell of pumpkins, but there's this one pumpkin bread I used to have.
Pumpkin bread.
Man, I miss that pumpkin bread. It was so good.
You like carving pumpkins?
Gotta be honest, I didn't like carving pumpkins.
I hate it. That's the one thing I don't like, is the whole carving process, gutting it, all that.
Gutting it was pretty fun. Oh, sorry. Pumpkin spice? I don't know if I've ever had pumpkin spice.
Come on. You've had pumpkin spice at some point. Well, you don't drink coffee, though, do you?
That's what I'm saying. I don't drink coffee. I haven't gotten like the pumpkin spice ice cream. Like, what else comes in pumpkin spice? Like, I feel like it's all the drinks
milk
I don't drink.
Milk or something, maybe? Like a pumpkin spice milk? I don't know.
Definitely haven't had that.
Usually coffee. I mean, it's like 90% right. I feel like. Well,
I really don't think I've had pumpkin spice. I like the smell of pumpkin. But I really don't think I've ever had pumpkin spice. Because I keep just thinking pumpkin spice lattes. So I think it keeps coming to mind. Like, I know they have some other stuff, but I got to say, I can't make a judgment here. I guess it has to be a little overrated if I haven't tried it, but I'm speaking from a place of ignorance.
I can't believe you don't drink coffee. You probably like a pumpkin spice latte, though. It's not really coffee, just a pumpkin. A little pumpkin taste. Man, how good's pumpkin pie? I mean, that's like top three pie for me.
I haven't had pumpkin pie in probably over 25 years. I don't know if I've ever had pumpkin pie.
What are you talking about?
I don't think I've ever had pumpkin pie.
I don't eat things with
pumpkin. I can understand a latte. You never have pumpkin pie?
Really
Thanksgiving?
Ever,
Christmas? Anything?
Maybe I ate it once when I was younger, but I haven't eaten pumpkin pie since I was at least 8 years old.
You don't like it? I love
the color. I don't like pie. Like, the texture of pie, I just don't like. It's too gooey.
It's kind of weird. I love pie.
I don't like
some
any
whipped cream on it.
I don't like whipped cream either.
It's good.
I don't like whipped cream either.
Okay. You guys are lame.
Cream's terrible.
I mean, I don't think it has to be about
being cool and
lame.
I can't believe you're not eating pumpkin. Like, I feel like everybody's got to at least have a little bit, a bite, slice, whatever, a little slither of pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. I think that's just a must. When I think of Thanksgiving, that's one of the first things that pops in my head.
Again, I'm
pumpkin
not going to say never, because maybe when I was 5, 6, or 7, I tried it. But I can't imagine a 5, 6, or 7-year-old would try it. That's when you're even more, even pickier as a kid. So
yeah, probably not.
I really don't think I've had any pumpkin spice or any pumpkin pie.
It's embarrassing, but okay.
No shame by saying that. Too gooey.
What do you mean too gooey? Who says that about pie? It's a perfect mix of gooey and the crust with a little crunch in there. Yeah, it's perfect. Just let it melt in your mouth.
Melt in your mouth.
Yeah, pie. It's kind of, not to really chew it. Just kind of melts in your mouth a little bit. Man, I love some pie.
All right, next up we have...
Cake's overrated.
Hay rides.
I mean, the concept of hay in general just makes me itch. Like, I find hay to be very itchy.
Yep.
Although, I will say, like, for hay rides, usually, when I think of hay rides, Cam, I don't know about you, which I guess you do because you're putting it in the fall, fall overrated, underrated. A nice, like, October, late October night, like, take a little haunted hay ride, just take a hay ride at night. You're going to have enough clothes on that way you're not getting itchy.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. It's a little chilly. There's chill in the air. If it's haunted, I like it. Honestly, I like taking hay rides in the summer, too, when I was a kid. Like, I'd always be itchy, but, like, I liked helping on the farm, the hay. You get up there on the thing, you're riding on the hay, you're helping put it up, stack it. It's kind of cool, too. I kind of like hay. I'm going to go underrated. It's nice.
Completely overrated. What's the one cool thing about being on a hay ride?
It's soft.
No, it's not. Like you said, it's itchy.
No,
it's gross. You get it.
It's kind of soft.
No.
It's softer than a regular
it's
seat.
It's itchy, man.
It's softer than a regular seat.
What are you talking about, a regular seat?
Like in the truck, like or on the bed of a truck, the like
maybe
sitting on the metal.
A little bit, it pokes you. It pokes you in the back. You get it poked.
You're not laying on the hay, are you?
I mean, if you're still sitting on the hay, you still get poked
a little bit. Poked in the back. If I'm sitting on my butt, how am I getting poked in the back?
Sometimes you might lean up against the hay a little bit. It's uncomfortable.
I'm picturing just like a square bell that doesn't have a back to it.
I'm picturing that too as well, but I'm just saying if you're like sitting, maybe, leaning too far back or maybe sitting on the ground because it's crowded. You got a bunch of people on the ride.
Sitting on the back, I understand that. But again, not if I have a shirt on. I kind of like the poke in the back too. It's a little acupuncture-y.
No, it's not. It's awful. I just don't see anything cool about a hayride whatsoever. And also, I've not been one since like 7 or 8.
What about a haunted hayride?
Never been on one.
What's weirder, that I haven't had pumpkin spice or that he hasn't been on a hayride since... 2000 or since he was 8 years old. I feel like that's kind of equal.
No, it's definitely the fact that you've never had pumpkin
pie. Country boy,
who's ever?
You talked about growing up on a farm and stuff, or growing up.
Yeah, I hated it.
Well, I'm just saying you've talked about it.
Can't you tell? I hate being outside. I hate all of it. I literally do.
You've never had a girl when going to Hayron?
No,
Hayron.
No,
that is sad. Actually, what the hell do you do every October?
I'm usually single. Football season, Gotta focus on that. No, I'm just.
Then you're single in the summer. You can't be tied down in the summer.
I just hate the whole.
You don't have a relationship during Christmas and Valentine's Day either. So when are you able to date and mate? Like from March to April? Like is that it?
Ravens prime mating season. No,
St. Patrick's Day is when you really gear up.
Everything about the whole corn maze, all that. Hope I don't take another one off the list. But corn maze. Like, it's all terrible, man. What's cool about it? Tell me. What's cool about it? What's cool about doing a hayride?
I don't really like the haunted corn maze. I will say I don't like the corn maze. You are onto something there.
No. I'm good on all that.
I just always end up dirty when I'm on.
I'd rather just, like, watch a scary movie and towards Halloween than go on a damn hayride.
There's some good scary movies coming out.
I know.
What's your favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary movie?
The Ring.
The Shining.
That checks out.
What is that supposed to mean?
You kind of look like Johnny.
Okay. Oh, do I? Wow. What's your favorite scary movie?
Scream.
Oh, that's not even a scary movie. What'd be your, like, really though? All joking aside, what's your favorite scary movie?
It's a scary movie.
No, but like seriously, all
the scariest I've been in a movie. Is that
your favorite scary movie?
Scream.
Scream's not a scary movie, man.
How
it's
is it
goofy.
Not?
It's funny, scary.
Are
I don't
you
count
thinking
those.
A scary movie?
That would be so good, man.
You're
thinking a scary movie. I know Scream. It's not scary.
How is it not scary?
Tell me the scariest scene.
The beginning when Drew Barrymore, spoiler alert, gets gutted like a damn fish and hung and lynched out in her yard in front of her mom.
It's not that scary. It's not that scary. It's not that scary.
When he's dragging her, again, spoiler alert, by her legs, and she's got the phone next to her, and her mom's on the phone, and the house is burning. She's like, ow. He's like, I hear her. And she goes outside and she's hung up there. You don't think that's scary?
The scariest scene in that movie is when the guy's stabbing himself. Bill Woozy over here.
That wasn't a bad impression.
Thank you.
You hit me with the phone.
It's a good movie. I'm just saying. It's not scary, though.
Like, we really can call the cops.
Cam, is it scary? You've seen Scream. It's Scream.
I've seen Scream.
I was like, man, hey, you've not
actually
seen Scream.
I'm actually surprised.
I like scary movies. I just don't watch
as many. Is it scary, though?
I don't find many movies that scary. So.
Okay, well, we got...
Well, I mean, like, what do you mean is it scary? Like,
is scary? It's like a 4.
I mean, you have to convince yourself that somebody, like, can snap and kill you. Like, that's the...
Well, I mean, no, it's fine. It's just, like, there's not a lot of scary scenes. There isn't. What, the garage scene scary where she gets chomped up in the garage? No, not really.
Never looked at a garage the same. Never looked at a kiddie door the same way in a garage, did you?
Well, I'll be right back scene.
Well, that wasn't scary.
Exactly. It's kind of goofy.
Although when he's standing
behind... It's good. It's a great movie. I'm not trying to discredit the movie. It's great.
When he's standing behind Randy. That was a little scary.
On the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the ending is scary.
The ending's not that scary.
When he looks at her and says, we all go a little mad sometimes. That was scary.
But you also have...
Really when he comes
against...
Stu?
Have Stu, who's kind of being a little funny, too.
No, Stu's the scariest one of all of them. He's the actual scary one.
He's talking about his parents being mad. I mean, that's funny. It's funny.
Because they're asking, Billy Boy, what's your motive? He's just like, peer pressure. I'm very persuadable. These crazy people go along with it. I mean, that's... Not to get too scary, but that's... Never mind, go ahead.
Move on.
All right. Scream. Next up we have...
No, it's not.
Conjuring is scary. Paranormal
Conjuring is really scary.
I'm with you on Conjuring.
Paranormal Activity scared me, too.
First one's not that scary.
First one's terrifying. Second one was
I feel like
scary.
The second one... Have I seen the second one?
The fourth one, when those damn witches are coming, that's the scariest one. Ooh, you ever watched Hereditary? Have you watched it?
No.
Have you watched Hereditary? Yeah. That was scary.
Yeah, that's a scary movie.
Hereditary is very, very scary, actually. That might be the scariest movie.
That's a good one.
You don't like scary movies if you ain't seen Hereditary, bro. You should watch that this Halloween.
Do it.
With a woman.
Yeah. Hereditary? What is that? I've heard of that.
It's a good one.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't describe it without... basically, it's... Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I'm not going to... What do you got to do? Check the ratings? You don't trust me?
Yeah, I was going to check the ratings. You that's what I do me? In every movie.
You don't trust me?
How do you spell Hereditary? Just move on. Just move on. I don't know how to spell it. It's not popping
last
up.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program. Brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. You can book online at craftaxethrowing.com. Walk-ins are welcome. Just give them the promo code. They'll honor it. Sometimes they'll be like, hey, it doesn't come up because they may not know if they're working. You know, they might not know, but just tell them. Be insistent. They'll let you in. 15% off. Located minutes from downtown Knoxville. We appreciate Kraft Axe Throwing for their support. Cam, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. By the way, Draven, 88% on Hereditary. 89% is pretty good.
That's pretty good. Good.
Looked it up.
Take your word for it.
No, you didn't take my word for it.
I was going to say I didn't at all.
You didn't.
What? You don't do this with every movie, pretty much?
I don't do it with any movie.
Really? If somebody recommends a movie, you don't look it up first, just kind of...
I mean, depending on who it is, but I got certain people in my life that tell me a movie recommendation, I don't look it up.
What if I recommend a movie for you?
I'd watch it.
You wouldn't look it up?
I looked up Ex Machina or whatever, just because it sounded weird.
Did you watch it?
No, but I looked up the ratings.
Oh, okay.
I'm just not a sci-fi guy. I'll get to it. It's on my list. It's got good reviews.
It's probably not for you.
But I don't watch movies. I don't like look at the ratings before watching movies.
Ex Machina is pretty trippy.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it not a great movie?
I like Ex Machina.
Man, that's like one of my favorite movies. It's great.
Yeah, we've had that conversation.
It's great.
Many times.
All right. I got.
You should watch it this Halloween.
Hereditary?
Yeah. It's a good scary movie. You see the trailer for the new Paranormal Activity?
You're making another one? My God. Let's stop. What's it, seven?
Yeah,
six?
It is
seven?
But it's kind of like, it seems like it's going to be an origin story, but not like all the way back to the nun. But like,
oh, wow. Never heard of that one before.
Oh, man, it looked pretty
never
good.
Never heard
it's
about
like
that
it's
one.
It's combining Paranormal Activity with The Witch, with Hereditary, and I'm kind of like, okay.
What's the deal with The Witch? What are you talking about?
You ever seen the movie The Witch? I thought you liked scary movies. I've talked about like four really like well-received scary movies the last 5 years, and you've never seen it. You haven't seen any of them.
Have I seen The Witch? I don't think so.
You would know if you've seen The Witch, bro.
No, I haven't.
You ain't seen The Witch? Cam, you seen The Witch?
Witches scare you, don't they?
I actually haven't seen
yeah.
The Witch.
Yeah, witches do scare me. I think witches are likely to be real. I've told you about
what
that.
What are you talking about?
For a witch to be real, is all she has to do is believe she's a witch, bro.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually have to be a witch.
That's honestly true.
She has to think that she needs to stab somebody and get their blood out, and that's all she needs to be a witch.
Yeah. That's fair.
I need somebody's blood just to do this potion, and it doesn't matter if the potion works or not, but if she stabs me...
And if she believes the potion works... If
exactly. That's all that matters. So witches are real.
It's actually not a terrible point.
I mean, I told you about where I used to live. There would always be this woman...
Oh, yeah.
Just standing on the other side of the road, looking exactly like a witch, just staring at me and my dog, and when I would, like, walk away, I'd look back, she'd be a little bit closer. She creeped me out. I'm not lying. Look at these goosebumps on my arms.
Yeah.
As I'm talking about it. And I was like, this woman is a witch. And she probably was thinking about me like, I'm a creep. I'm out at 1 o'clock in the morning walking my dog. But I thought, you're a creep for standing on the side of the road, witchy woman.
Witchy woman. It's a good song.
So The Witch is like a movie that's like based, like it seems like kind of the frontier days maybe. It's like this family, they're out here and just, you know, secluded in the wilderness or whatever. Like it's, you know, frontier days. It wasn't that weird. And there's just like weird things going on. It's pretty good.
Kind of like Blair Witch Project.
No, not really. Like, I mean, it's not like that.
Do you think that movie was good?
I mean, when I saw Blair Witch Project, I was like 9, bro. So, yeah, I thought it was good. I still think it's good now, but I don't know if it's because of nostalgia or I think it's creative. I went back and read a big story.
Back then, too.
Well, I went back and read a big story about how it was, like, you know, the first viral marketing and, like, how it was, you know, just so innovative. And obviously, they made tons and tons of money off of it. It was cool how those, like, reading about how those film students just basically created the history of it, and like no one knew if it was real or not because they just had it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of talking about how it was the first fake news because like it was getting reported by some people as if it was real, and like people were convinced it was real. People were just like, oh, we didn't know about this. Couldn't really disprove it. Oh, man. It's almost October. Once October 1st comes, I'm going to do a 30. Me and some friends are going to do a 31-day horror movie.
Ooh.
Every day of Halloween.
Ooh. That's a bit.
I might skip it, but I can squeeze in two every now and then on the weekends.
It's a lot of scary movies.
I love
man.
Scary movies.
Bro. I do too. I like scary movies.
I don't
movies,
think you
but...
do. Because, again, I mentioned five different ones and you hadn't
seen
them.
These recent ones.
You can't be a horror movie fan and, A, not appreciate Scream. Like, you're not apparently.
I told you, I like the movie. I think it's a good movie. It's
we
not scary,
go,
though.
We all go a little
it's
mad
three,
sometimes.
Three or four.
We all go a little mad sometimes. That's the takeaway from the movie. All it takes is somebody going a little mad.
It's not that scary.
Anthony Hitchens. Psycho.
Now, Conjuring, scary. Very scary. Insidious, the first
the
Insidious.
What's the third Conjuring? I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, the newer one? No, yeah, I haven't seen the newer one. No, I have not.
I didn't have high hopes for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in the last 5 years, you got to watch Hereditary, Midsommar, The Witch, the three pretty stout ones.
What about Jordan Peele's movies? You consider those Us
those
and...
Scary. Those are thrillers.
Yeah, you know,
Us,
consider...
I mean, it's supposed to fall into the horror genre.
I was going to say, Get Out wouldn't you wouldn't consider scary,
Us
would you?
Us is a thriller, too, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's killing, man, it's a little. It goes a little bit beyond thriller.
There's a little bit of killing. There's a lot of killing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Nah, I feel like if you got some on-screen deaths, then it's it goes into horror
for me. I just don't necessarily, I guess, find them scary.
Yeah, I mean, well, most horror movies I actually don't find scary.
Yeah. I guess there's a difference there between scary and
horror. Yeah, I mean, like, the most slasher films, like, I understand not finding that scary just because, you know, it's... guy going crazy. Like,
yeah.
Demons can scare you because if you're religious, you believe in demons.
I might watch a scary movie tonight since we're talking about it.
Yeah. Come over.
You can cuddle with me? No, I'm good.
The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.